1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Hopefully your day is off to a great start. It was a little bit chillier getting into work this morning, a little bit more wet, but we're finally into the fall weather. I think we're done with the summer weather. Who knows, though? Like, this crap will probably pop up at any time. So a busy day today. Unfortunately, a lot of businesses that we're going to be talking about today, a couple of businesses have announced that they're going to be closing. But for those businesses that are growing and are looking and continuing to grow, over here at Town Square Media, we are doing our customer appreciation sale. So if anybody out there who has a business who's interested in advertising, we have tons of different options here on 1077 RKR. You can hit me up on the chat button, the 1077 RKR app, to learn more about what we're doing on the customer appreciation sale that's happening today. But again, the best rates for advertising all year long. And you can ask any of the great partners that we've teamed up with, people like Presidential Brewing Company, BC Pizza Kalamazoo. These are partnerships that we've made with people right here in the community because we know how important it is that we support local business. That's why I'm constantly talking about local businesses and what's happening so that we can help these people out, because these are our neighbors. These are people who work in our community. And that's why our company is called Town Square Media. We're the Town Square. We're letting you know what's happening in our community with our neighbors. And that's why we want to form these partnerships with local businesses, because we want to help them grow. And that's why we've loved to see the growth that we have with these local businesses. So again, the chat button, the 1077 RKR app. If you have a business or if your friend has a business, you're looking to grow, hit me up on the chat button. If you want to learn more, we'll hook you up with all the info today. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Halloween is almost here. If you're still looking for a Halloween costume, you should probably check out Michigan's oldest costume store, which has been open for 52 years, the Timid Rabbit. It's the bright orange building off West Main. The owner, Anthony, has announced that this is going to be the final year. They're doing a 25% off sale for all of their costumes. They've got costumes. They've got like mascot stuff. They got magic stuff. There's all sorts of stuff. If you check out the 1077 RKR app, kind of give his heads up on what he announced. They said that this would be their last Halloween. They're going to be doing a sale of all their costumes. This guy is like one of the most eccentric people. I don't know if you guys have ever been to the Timid Rabbit before. Again, it's that bright orange building off West Main. You can't miss it. This guy is one of the most interesting people. I think he wrote a book because he's had like hundreds of near brushes of like near death experiences. It was wild. Like, we were in there one day and we were talking to this guy. He's just such an interesting dude. So if nothing else, go into the Timid Rabbit, check out some of their costumes, support. Again, this is a guy who's lived in this community for his entire life. They've been open since 1973, I believe. So he said this is going to be their last Halloween. So if you're looking for costumes, he's got discounted prices, and this store is absolutely massive. You got to see it for yourself. Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frankhouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's vinyl and 45 on the rocker. What could be considered the birth of punk rock in the 70s and in the heart of Motown, the band called Death was birthed by three brothers who were inspired by the oldest brother, David, after seeing The Who play live. What would be discovered over 30 years later for the whole world to see, this emergence of the band's music is now a staple and one of the greatest stories to come out of Detroit and rock and roll history. The subsequent documentary, A Band Called Death, is a must-watch if you're from Michigan. You need this album. This has been Vinyl and 45 on 1077 RKR. Yeah. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, joined on the phone by a very special guest. He was Brad Majors in the Rocky Horror Picture Show, Tony Award winning actor. Welcome to the Rocker Morning Show, Barry Bostwick. Good morning, man.
Hey, Mark. How are you?
Good morning, Barry. How are you doing today, man?
I'm doing great. Kalamazoo. I was in Kalamazoo last year, wasn't I, or something? I just remember buying a cup, a coffee cup that had one of those coffee cups that says, I've been to Kalamazoo, have you, or one of those things. I loved it. I, of course, immediately lost it at an airport. But something else now with their Kalamazoo cup.
We'll have to come back and get another one then.
Yeah.
Oh, man, this is going to be a great time, man. October 17th at the Four Winds Casino in New Buffalo and October 18th at the Masonic Temple Theater in Detroit. This is a Rocky Horror Picture Show's 50th anniversary, and tickets on sale now at scottstandard.com/Rocky. This is going to be such a fun event. Tell us about this tour, man.
Well, we're going out. We're doing like 50 cities in a month. Myself and Little Nell and Patricia Quinn. And in certain areas, we all come together for a single show. And then other times, we're all separately, traveling around to encourage the madness of what Rocky Horror Picture Show has been for 50 years and will continue. And our evening basically consists of an introduction, a costume contest, a virgin ceremony, questions and answers. And we give out prop bags so that they can, entertain themselves by throwing crap at each other.
Well, as you mentioned individually, yourself, Nell Campbell and Patricia Quinn are going on this tour individually. I know you're all coming together for the Michigan shows as well.
Yeah.
What do you find so unique about this film's staying power through the decades?
What's unique about it is the people that we look at sitting on the stage in the audience who are, unless it's a house with a lot of virgins or people who haven't seen it with a shadow cast, that's a tough audience to try to entertain with jokes about the movie because they haven't seen the movie yet or whatever. So, but the fans are so enthusiastic and so rude and crude and sometimes unglued, and they bring a party atmosphere to the whole event, and they do and say things that they can't do at their regular job that they have to go to the next day, I think. And it's a great release, I think, to be able to break the fourth wall of entertainment and come in and basically take control over the evening, because the celebration has sort of leapt off the screen and ended up in the audience, and they're the ones who are entertaining themselves and the shadow cast, which encourage it. You know, the costumes, the callbacks, it's just a very unique form of entertainment.
It's going to be so much fun, the 50th anniversary spectacle tour. It's happening October 17th, Four Winds Casino, New Buffalo, and the 18th at the Masonic Theater in Detroit. Tickets, go to scottstandard.com/Rocky. Barry, absolute pleasure talking to you. Love all the work that you've done throughout the years, and I hope you have a great time the rest of this tour, man.
Well, thanks very much. And no, people should know that they can do this sort of VIP thing in the beginning, and they get a picture with us and autographs, and they get to sit in the front row. And it's well worth it if you want to spend a little bit more money to come and do a much more personal kind of evening.
Absolutely. That sounds like a great time, man. Thank you so much again.
Thank you. See you later.
We go way into depth about Barry Bostwick's career and his involvement in the Rocky Horror Picture Show. This was just a portion of the interview, but you can get the full thing on the 1077 RKR app on the on-demand button. Download it now.
It's time to assault the vault. Here is your code number this hour.
775. That's 775. Open up the 1077 RKR app, click that win cash button, and enter in your 8 a.m. code number 775 to assault the vault for $1,000. Again, your 8 a.m. code number is 775. Your next code number is in 1 hour on 1077 RKR.
Out of the deepest corners and the darkest ends of this world, from the Michigan Dockman to Bigfoot, the Melonheads of Allegan County, and people from Ohio, this is Weird Ass Wednesday.
There is some things that are just way too creepy to be in your yard. And this woman found something wild in her yard in New Orleans. A New Orleans family was cleaning up their overgrown backyard and they made an extremely unusual find. Under the weeds was a mysterious marble tablet with Latin characters that included the phrase spirits of the dead. So right off the bat, I'd be like, F this, I'm out. But the Daniela Centauro, a Tulane University anthropologist, said the fact that it was in Latin, that really just gave us pause, like, right? Like, and I mean, you see something like that and you're like, okay, this is not an ordinary thing. So intrigued and slightly alarmed, Centauro reached out to her classical archaeologist colleague, Suzanne. And Suzanne quickly realized that the slab in New Orleans that this family found in their yard was a 1900-year-old grave marker of a Roman sailor named Sextus Conginius Verus. And Lusnia said, when I first saw the image that Daniela sent me, it really did send a shiver up my spine because I was just floored. And apparently, Verus had died at the age of 42, unknown causes, after serving more than two decades in the Imperial Navy on a ship named for the Greco-Roman god of medicine. And the gravestone calls the sailor well-deserving and was commissioned by two people described as heirs who were likely shipmates since Roman military couldn't be married at the time. The tablet had been in an ancient cemetery of around 20 graves of military personnel found in the 1860s. And its text had been recorded in 1910 and included in a catalog of Latin inscriptions, which noted the tablet's whereabouts were unknown. And the tablet was apparently later documented at the National Archaeological Museum prior to World War II. And that museum had pretty much been destroyed. And the fact that they were able to find this tablet, how did it make it to New Orleans, was one thing that they were trying to figure out. Media reports began circulating. Erin Scott O'Brien says her ex-husband called her and told her to watch the news. She immediately recognized the hunk of marble, which she said was always seen as a cool piece of art. They had used it as a garden decoration and forgot about it before selling the home to Santaro in 2018. They didn't know what it was. They thought it was just some kind of garden tablet thing. How it got over here, I have no idea. How it got to New Orleans, this story is super weird. The fact is, the last thing I want to do is be digging in my backyard and find a stone that says spirits of the dead. I will say, no, you can go ahead and move into this house. I'm leaving right now. Weird Ass Wednesday, sponsored by BC Pizza Kalamazoo. That is a creepy story. So, yeah, you can just kind of feed into your frights over there at BC Pizza, at their pizza buffet. They've got that going on. They're back open, by the way. They were closed the last 2 days, but they are open today, 11 to 2, their pizza buffet. Get down on it. Man, this story is wild. BC Pizza, your sponsor for Weird Ass Wednesday.